XYBN Podcast.
All right, welcome to XYBA Podcast. This is episode
12.
Wow.
And this is Josh. I'm here with Eric.
Hello.
Marco.
Yep.
Andy.
Yay.
Santana.
What up, what up?
Yeah, we have two guests. One returning guest. Marco's a new guest.
Yes, I am. Just here to make fun of Halo 3. That's about it.
He's a Nintendo fanboy.
No.
We get complaints we don't have enough Nintendo fanboys
on. No, just a general fan.
So him and Eric are going to fight
about...
We get
actual complaints.
So him and Eric are going to battle out who's going to be the best player to use on Smash Brothers Dojo?
No.
They're both Nintendo fanboys, but they fight each other a lot about different Nintendo games.
Not a Nintendo fanboy. Nintendo just makes good games with good replay value, that's all.
What are you talking about?
Santana refuses to pick up his mic. He just kind of leans over it.
I'm eating my biscuit. I don't want to get it all greasy.
All right, let's start it. Let's kick it off with the games that we're playing. Anybody want to go first? Mine's a sad list. I'll get mine out.
I thought mine was even worse. Mine doesn't have anything recent.
Mine either. Since I don't have an Xbox 360 anymore, I went back and played Hitman 2, Silent Assassin. And I just went and shot my way through because I've never seen the end, so...
The one where there's, like, a ninja castle in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike would always lock up at the ninja castle. I never got to the end.
Yeah. Oh, remind me about that. I have Bioshock issues. We'll get to that.
But yeah, like, I go through and I just shoot all the ninjas, even though they're blocking bullets with swords. Swords that strong?
It's possible. No, not really.
Hey, the other one is...
ninjas have centuries of training.
Against bullets.
Yes.
They invented bullets just so they could learn how to stop them.
And then I went and got GTA San Andreas, and
why?
I can't believe you found it for the Xbox. I couldn't find it forever.
I can't believe you
I had to buy it for the PC.
I've been tainted by Crackdown and Saints Row because those games.
You can actually aim.
Yeah, you can actually aim, and the graphics are so good on those games. And I went and played this, and I was like, oh my god, this is awful. This is a horrible game.
But you can ride a bicycle.
Because the graphics.
Well, the graphics are lacking on it, but also it's like there's nobody on the street like I'm used to. Like in the games I play now, it's like the streets are crowded. On this, it's like, hey, there's five people, run them over. Great.
Yeah, but those games, the Grand Theft Auto games have never been that great to begin with. It's the same thing with a different person, that's all.
I don't know why. I used to enjoy them a lot.
Well, when it first came out, it was awesome. You know?
It was only awesome because you could beat a hooker and then run away. That's about it.
Well, that's how I spend Saturday nights.
See?
I don't need no Xbox for that. Well, that's it for me. It's been a pretty lame time.
Yeah, I'd like to call you and say, hey, did you... Oh, I forgot. You don't have a real system anymore.
It got to the Xbox...
finally?
They updated
it.
It
just got to the... to get fixed?
Yeah, apparently it's like the mailing is extremely slow. Like, I dropped it off like a week and a half ago, and they just got it a couple days ago.
Of course, it's not
That's
regular.
That's what they just told you.
It's not
they had to wait in line with the 10 billion other Xboxes coming in.
Because it's a crappy product.
It is. Hey, who's saying it's a great product?
You.
Hardware-wise.
It's just fun. We enjoy it. I found another person whose Xbox hasn't fried like... So now there's two of us, me and Shane.
You're jinxing yourself now.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting it out there.
You're going to go home. It's going to just
break. It ain't going to break before Halo 3.
Eh.
It could.
You can always buy another one.
Oh.
Yeah. Right up to the Elite.
No, I'd buy the core and just keep my hard drive.
Yeah,
switch
true.
It over.
Or I'd get that Halo version. That one's sweet. It's great.
Get the Simpsons version.
Yeah, I saw that. The Homer Simpson
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a special, like you had to win it? They weren't actually like selling it, you had to like win it.
I wouldn't want it. It's yellow.
Better than that dirty white. I don't even remember what my Xbox looked like when it was new, because now I just have this one that was sitting on a shelf somewhere for like 3 years.
This was a store model.
So, are you going to get your Xbox back, or are you going to get somebody else's? Because didn't yours have writing on it? Didn't you write on your Xbox?
I had stickers on it. So, yeah, I'm definitely probably not going to get mine back.
So somebody's going to get one with stickers on it, and
or,
it's like
or
A
the,
plus J.
Or the,
like, what the hell is this?
Or it's going to have, like, the leftover sticky stuff where they peeled it off half-assed.
They could get some of that goo gone. get a dollar, a that bottle Google of it for a dollar.
That doesn't work. It just makes the problem worse.
Does it?
It spreads it all over, and you just get a sticky surface.
I don't know. I bought a bottle for a dollar at the dollar store. I haven't tried it, though.
What is it, basically like nail polish remover or something?
No, it's...
It's yellow.
It's adhesive remover. Hence the word adhesive.
Hence the word goo.
Goo, yeah, that's what I meant.
It just...
I was like, what is this dude talking about?
It just imitates a night alone. He's surfing MySpace over there. That's all. It imitates the end result of a night of being alone. That's all.
I don't know what that means.
He gets all gooey and stuff. You ever done that with nail polish? You take like a cigarette butt, stick it in your hand, then pour some nail polish in there, and then close your hand, then open it, and it turns to goo.
What?
Give it a shot.
What are you... Moving on.
Junior chemist over
there?
Do
it. Give it a shot.
Eric, what are you playing?
I just beat BioShock. And
you son of a bitch.
I'm doing the skate demo, and I just got started Metroid.
So you think you're going to be getting that skate demo?
The game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that good? Because I am getting kind of tired of the Tony Hawk.
I showed it to like some friends of mine who I used to actually skate with, and they're like obsessed with it. I'm sorry, I don't want to turn that direction. I don't like looking towards the hallway when I talk.
So it is actually a lot... would you say it's funner than Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Anything's better than Tony
funner
Hawk.
Funner is not a word.
Funnier than Tony Hawk?
But it is funner than Tony Hawk.
This is my disappointment. I'm shaking my head at you.
This ain't the grammar show. It's XYBA. That's not even alphabetically.
Alphabetically what?
In order.
How does...
Okay.
I'm
going to
punch
Moving
you in the
on.
Face.
Moving on.
Alright, Marco.
This is going to be good.
Since I don't own an Xbox, even though I work...
You suck.
Well, I work for an Xbox company. I don't even own one. I don't know why, but, playing... yeah, don't ask me how that works. Playing Metal Gear 1 and 2 over again, just going through with all my buffs and stuff.
You're hiding in the box.
Mostly. Trying to get through it like that.
Animal books.
Some Animal Crossing for the GameCube just to waste some time. And
is that the game where the animals keep living even when you're not playing the game?
Yeah.
They're going around doing their thing.
Yeah, I accidentally came back a week later and it was like the town was in shambles and people...
They were fighting each other with riots in the street.
Those dogs
neighbor against
like
neighbor.
Damn you, Tom Nook.
Apparently nobody else can pull weeds other than me, so stupid game. But and I also replaying my favorite game, Final Fantasy Tactics.
I like that game. That
regardless that like 12 people in the entire world actually got to the end of the game, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever got to the end. Yeah. It wasn't my game, it was a friend's game that I played.
Most people give up on the first battle. So.
I got farther than that.
I said most people, not everybody. Damn you.
How dare you imply that I'm most people.
But I have a rant later on that pertaining to Final Fantasy Tactics.
I don't see a rant.
I don't see it at the
I forgot to add it.
Last minute adds.
We're trying to follow this agenda.
I noticed, but screw your damn agenda.
Just so people know, you do like work on video games.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right now I'm the project director for a PC company developing an MMORPG that's geared towards adults. So it's
Aren't
a
they all?
Well, no, this one's more.
When you say geared towards adults, I immediately think sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Leisure
There's sexual...
Leisure
Suit
Larry.
Larry
meets...
Not quite. It's more like a...
Kingdom Hearts
It's more
meets.
Like a, The Sims meets World of Warcraft. You've got two different realms. You can either go as like your everyday person, or you can enter the realm where you can level grind for those people who like to
so
do that
So you can build your
stuff.
Huts and stuff.
What do you mean build your huts?
There's
no
Sims.
Hut building. No, it's already it's like you get your avatar, you can live in a real world or in a fantasy world and stuff like that. It's a nice
Can I live in both?
Huh?
Can I live in both?
Yeah, you interchange between the two of them. It's a nice concept. There's a lot of we're having a lot of problems with investors cuz there's a lot of sexual content that they don't want to they're
I will
afraid
give
of.
You $5.
Sex sells.
Sex does sell. But and my Xbox gig is a 3D director for animation for Xbox Live Arcade game that's coming out. It's a robot battle game with a lot of nice innovation using the controllers and stuff like that.
What about MMORP or whatever it is, Mega Multiplayer Online?
Yeah, what about it?
What if you had one where it's like you play as a guy in the game who plays a game that's a online Second Life or something like that?
Isn't that what Second Life is about?
But this is deeper.
He's saying that it's a game within a game. Like, you have your real-life guy running around doing whatever, and everyone's on who plays the game.
Online role-playing game where you're a zombie and everybody else is, like...
That'd be fun.
Draculas and stuff. Zombie.
That's not what Josh's idea was.
Zombie versus vampire?
Josh's idea was, like, Grand Theft Auto, except you're fighting monsters.
I'm just saying, Josh can just have a whole line of, like...
Zombie games are fun.
No, zombie games are done. They're done.
No, there's room for them to expand.
Unless you're going to the arcade to play House of the Dead 4, nobody really cares about them anymore.
Wait, isn't there a new zombie game coming out that looked cool?
Which one?
I forget what the hell it was called.
I know what you're talking about.
Which one?
Was it Left 4 Dead? Ooh. Was that a zombie game?
No,
that's not
it. There's some other zombie
game. Yeah, where, like, you can... It's multiplayer. Is that the one you're talking about? I don't remember.
What,
there's going to be a multiplayer one where, like, one guy's, like, the health guy. So it's basically like Castle Wolfenstein zombies.
Wasn't that the Resident Evil concept for their multiplayer?
Resident Evil has a multiplayer?
They were supposed to be developing an online game where you go in as a team. One group can be zombies, one group can be people.
I don't know.
I'd like it. Somebody work on it.
I do like zombies.
Nobody likes zombies.
I just said I do.
I think everybody likes zombies but you.
I don't like zombies.
A zombie anti-fanboy.
On everything. That's, like,
that makes you a racist.
I don't like chocolate, so no one likes chocolate.
That's why I carry my zombie survival guide in my car, chocolate. Just in case.
Well, nobody likes zombies in person.
Well, you gotta stick with it to the end, man.
Right, let's move on to news.
Hey, we didn't get around the circle yet.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Screw you, I'm gonna tell you what I've been playing.
Now tell us.
And on to news.
I've been playing some Bioshock.
But you have
the Call of Duty 4 beta. Got into some limited, trusted friends and family beta there. That was awesome.
I heard it's not that fun. I heard it's pretty boring.
Where do you hear that from?
Yeah. It's just, you know,
people who don't have Xboxes.
I heard people are disappointed. Like, they're not doing World War II
but
anymore.
Without Master Chief.
There's no breaking bricks or anything and getting mushrooms and flowers. That's
there's no being gay.
And every
like
once in a while, still a little bit of Shadowrun.
So how was the Call of Duty?
That's good. It's a lot faster paced than the old Call of Duty. Like, the beta's only multiplayer, and it is fast. It's fast paced. You earn experience points for killing people. You level up. The higher your level, the more things you have available. The more you use certain weapons, the more attachments you get for those weapons.
Is there going to be, like, a limit that you can peek out at?
Yeah. In the beta, it's ranked 11. I don't know what it is in the real game. I'd guess around 50, probably.
So will rank ones play 11s?
I think it's supposed to, you know, try to match you up.
I was going to say, that's kind of garbage. Yeah. Then.
That guy's got all the weapons to choose from. I got a pistol. This is going to be good times.
I've got a lead pipe.
But everybody starts with minimal weapons. You know, you have two, like,
do you get a board
rifles,
with a nail in it?
No.
Why not?
There's a knife.
That's just stab as good.
People. I love stabbing people.
Yeah. Can you shank people?
Yes.
Can shank them?
Especially snipers. They're always like, I'm looking down my scope. I'm like, here is a knife in your ass.
That's not a knife. This is the game where you get stabbed and, like, if you don't die right away, you still die, just it takes a while. Like, your life just bleeds down. That'd be awesome.
The knife is very instant. Like, you're dead. Bam.
Like, I got stabbed. Damn it.
They did that in Metal Gear.
Like, 5 minutes later, you die.
They did that in Metal Gear 3, where you just bleed to death if you don't, unless you heal the injuries.
Oh, but one thing that's cool about it is, a lot of the things that the Nazis could do in Call of Duty 2, you can now do. Like, when Nazis would be throwing your grenade back at you, you can do that now in Call of Duty 4.
Couldn't you do that in Call of Duty 3?
I never played Call of Duty 3.
I'm pretty sure you
it
could do that
It wasn't made
in 3.
By the original group. That was made by some splinter group.
You're being picky now.
I am being picky.
You could send grenades back in Halo 3.
Nobody cares about Halo
3. Or not
3.
On Halo 3. But also, there's the last stand perk. Like, the Nazis, you used to shoot them, and sometimes they'd fall down, and they'd still shoot you with their pistol. I like shooting people with my pistol when they shoot me.
So the Nazis are back? What is up with this?
No, there's no Nazis.
Are they neo-Nazis?
I'm saying that in Call of Duty 2, pretty much all the stuff where I was playing it, I was like, why can't I do that Nazi's doing?
Oh, okay, so they're like skinhead Nazis now.
No, you just got Russians.
There's Russians.
We're enemies with the Russians again? When
no,
did this happen?
There's Russians. There's
Italians?
Whoa, what is this with the Italians? Whoa.
Didn't they help the Germans?
Who?
The Italians.
Yeah.
That's why I
and then,
out there.
And then the Germans were losing, and then they went to the winning side.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, shit.
They were always on the winning side.
It's not working out over here. Let's go back over here.
And then the aliens came down. They're like, hey, you guys need some help? We know our way around this area.
But yeah, Call of Duty 4. Good.
Andy's giving the thumbs up.
That's a thumbs up. Santana's been playing it too.
Yeah, it's pretty kick-ass. I enjoy it very, very, very much.
Santana is also playing Viva Pinata. And
that good-ass game. Apparently that's coming back into our house for some reason.
Yeah, I need to borrow that from Josh again.
All right.
Oh, God.
You don't want Shane to pass you on the achievement?
Oh, he already did, but he's going to send me some animals that I couldn't ever get to come into my garden. And they're like the simple animals. It's like a duck. You should be able to get it like right away. Ducks always wander around my garden, won't come in. I'm like, look at all this water. I got some bread here for you. Come into the garden. And he's like, nope. I'm just going to walk around.
Maybe your pond wasn't big enough.
It was like the whole thing.
Oh, was it?
It was too big. They were scared of the pond.
It's like an ocean.
There's gators in there.
Bears?
Gators.
I think you said bears.
So this Bioshock, you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, let's do a little Bioshock talk.
Yes, I would like to hear about the gameplay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
It's good. Awesome. Let's move on. Because everybody keeps talking about, like, the thing that's most great about this game is that it just pulls you in, like into it. Everybody keeps constantly saying that everywhere. Charlie was saying, it's like, it just pulls you in. You just feel like you're part of this nice universe.
Here's my advice to everybody out there. Don't build a city underwater.
Duh.
Well, it might be a good idea.
It leaks, apparently, all over the damn place.
Yes.
Well, it's good for the plumbers union.
And then it's bad when planes crash into it.
Yeah, that seems to disrupt the city.
So does it make sense that this guy falls and happens to crash on the
side? Yeah, they get into it later on.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to give away any spoilers.
Spoil it.
Number one, I haven't beaten the game. Eric's beaten it. Yes. I'm almost at the end. But I've gotten to the point where I know what's going on.
Did you go good ending or bad ending? Because apparently there's two endings.
Shut up, I know.
He went good. He started bad and then he restarted.
I started the game on medium and was like harvesting all the little sisters I could get. I was like, haha, I'm killing you.
That's funny because everybody I hear is always like, I feel bad for killing these little girls.
No, I was saying I felt bad, like, towards the end of the game, I felt bad killing the big daddies. I never felt bad killing the little sisters, but I felt bad killing the big daddies. I'm like, they're just protecting this little girl and I'm killing them. But
so are those humans inside of those things?
That was my question.
That's what I was asking him
the other day.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if they're robots or
quasi.
What?
It's weird. I'm not getting into it. But
I think there's... Yeah, I saw one of the secret achievements, so there's something with it at the end, but I'm not going to...
Yeah, but I have a major issue with mine, and I don't know if it's my repaired 360 is crapping out or if it's a something wrong with my copy of the game, but...
Yeah, stop leaning back.
It's uncomfortable over here.
I can't just sit up like Marco is.
This is bad for my back.
I'm in a lot of pain actually sitting like this.
So, it keeps, like, freezing. Not, like, crashing the system freezing, but, like, I'll go to turn and then it'll, like, stop for, like, a second.
In-game lag?
And then go again, and I'm like, what is going on? Like...
Yeah, I haven't had that
And
issue.
I don't know if it's my system. And, like, it didn't happen at all at my house. I took it to my friend's house, and he had a widescreen TV, and it happened, like, every 3 seconds. And then I took it back to my house and played through fine, and then I got to the end of the game, and, like, the last, like, 20 minutes of the game, it kept doing it.
Man, it looks like you're going to be one of those people that have to send it back 3 to 4 times.
Clean that disc.
Was annoying. But the game is awesome.
Yeah.
Although, it's one of the only first-person shooters I've ever played where, like, I got the grenade launcher and I've never shot it.
Yeah, I
just, like,
electrocute
people and then hit them with the wrench or the shotgun.
Yeah, why would you need a gun for that game when you got all those powers?
Well,
I don't use my powers very much. I use guns. I use the pistol, the machine gun, and the shotgun, and I'm starting to use the wrench.
That defeats the purpose of the game, though.
Eh.
I saw this video where this guy, he killed the Big Daddy with just using the electricity and the wrench. And that's all he did. He just did it. He did it, like, less than 2 minutes. He was just like...
Well, you can really power up. You can power your wrench way up with a lot of the, like, side powers that you can get. And your wrench can become one of the more powerful weapons in the game.
But you say it took about 2 minutes. Like, it gets to the point towards the end of the game where you can kill a Big Daddy with your shotgun in 4 hits.
You were playing on easy, I'd like to point out.
Oh, whatever. On hard, it wasn't. It's not that many more. Or on medium, when I was playing, it wasn't that many shots.
As long as you have the right ammo, it's usually pretty good. Like,
yeah.
I always just load up on the armor piercing and just... Electricity?
Electric buck is what I use. Or exploding buck from the shotgun.
Don't you get like bees in that game or something like that?
I use the bees on the Big Daddy sometimes.
I never use the bees. I don't understand them.
They kind of just like distract whoever you're fighting, seems like.
Where are they sitting there? They're swatting on them. What the hell are these things?
It's a bad play on the Candyman.
I'm in a big metal suit. Bees. Oh, no.
What about replayability? Does it seem like it's
doesn't
there?
Doesn't sound like it.
I don't know.
I'm going to play it again. Like,
yeah, like I have to replay it again if I want to get all the achievements, because I already blew one of my two achievements by doing something that I shouldn't have done. But
putting aside the achievements, would you play it again? Just
like
for...
five times? Is there going to be five
like,
times?
I wouldn't put it on like, okay, let me say, I'll say this. Like, Resident Evil 4, when it came out, I beat that game like five times. Like, that was the only game I played for like 2 months. I was like, this game is freaking awesome. This game, like, I'll beat it again. And I'll keep it and maybe play it again later on, but I'm not going to, like, just keep going back through.
Garbage. Yeah.
But it has some random encounters. Like, there are people who just spawn all the time and just wander around. And so it's not totally predictable. It's not like in the demo, like, there's a person there. Next time you play, that person's exactly there.
Although, the thing that bothers me is there's times where, like, nobody's around. Like, you go through all the rooms, there's nobody. You head on to where, like, you're supposed to go next, and, like, if you've hacked a camera so it's, like, working for you, as soon as you go, like, into a room, it's, like, the camera's going off. Like, people just flooded into that room.
Yeah,
and just
I don't know how they're getting into these places. They know secret passages. They swim in through the water. I don't know what's going on, but they're always just popping up, wandering around, talking crazy.
There are a lot of swimming in the game?
No.
There's no swimming.
No swimming at all.
What the?
Why would you swim in the game?
Well, they're swimming at the beginning. That's about it.
Yeah, they're swimming in the beginning.
So... my statement was not true, but there was swimming at the
beginning. All right, on a scale.
Other than that, you're usually just wading through.
But it's
the
water. More just like walking, swimming.
All right, so on a 1 to 10, what would you rate the ending? Superly cheesy or really, really good?
It's hard to say. I don't know if I got a different ending because I played on easy.
Oh, who cares?
But
you're satisfied?
It was extremely short. You beat the last boss, and then the game is like literally takes you back to the title screen 15 seconds later.
What, like Silent Hill?
No credits?
I don't know. I don't think there's credits. It was like you beat it, and
there's
then like,
gotta be credits.
It's like 15 seconds, and then it's like BioShock comes back up, and it says like start game on the screen.
Is there gonna be a part two? You think? BioShock in the sky?
I don't really know how you did.
I'm gonna say yes.
Really?
BioShock 2.
Yeah, they like a group of people. They wanted to get away from everything, so they built a city in the sky.
No, I'm not saying city in the sky. I'm saying BioShock 2, but I'm just saying that because it sold very well, and they'll say, we need to make more money.
I was thinking about that the other day, and like even before I beat the game, it's like weird, like...
They could make a prequel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, how are you going to do that? With
now,
like,
they're
the
gonna
powers
make...
and stuff? Like, are you going to have...
They'll make a movie first and then a prequel.
Yeah, I mean,
Big
yeah,
Daddy's
you
look
see
cool
that happen, yeah. You know, a prequel on it, just to show how the whole city went down, you know, how it got...
How Utopia fell apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Play as the bad guy.
Turn Santana up a little bit.
Maybe some of the cops who tried to...
could have had bad games.
I don't remember which one is Santana's.
Right here.
Let's right follow check. The cord back. Oh, wait. There's a mess of cords.
Blah.
Check.
All
right, there you go.
Testicles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, but... yeah, I like the game. I think the bad ending might be, you know, that one part where you're running away from all those security bots and then you fall down the hole?
Uh-huh.
I think that might not happen to you if you're... being bad.
Okay. I was all confused. It's like, did I just die? Because screaming black for like 15 seconds. I was like, that's bullshit.
I gotta see.
Damn that little girl.
That was too loud.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
Jesus, come on, what's going on?
I'll just ride
it's
it.
Because Josh keeps changing it. He changes that and he changes that. But yeah, I enjoy it. But yeah, I only use a few of the plasmids. I'm not really a big plasmid guy. I use a lot of the passive powers more.
I'm gonna have to come over tomorrow and check it out.
I would say that it's a good. It's only the second Xbox 360 game that I've actually like paid full price for. The first was Guitar Hero. I would say it's probably worth the price. Although $60 for any game is kind of a ripoff.
Amen.
Welcome to the new world. Hey, we were paying $50 for like 20 years, so.
And we should have continued to pay $50. We went from cartridges for $50 to CDs for $50.
Yeah, you know how
to
easy
DVDs
that
for $50.
They just press them. That cost them no money. And then all the ads that we have in games.
But
now,
all that graphic work and all that extra work they have to do now.
Paid for by the
there's
ads.
There's no extra work.
There's extra work.
There's no extra work.
The computer is
the same work.
Now.
All right.
Three programs
are we done?
Are point and click.
Yeah, let's move on to some
gaming news. Yeah, that was horrible.
I'll come up with some music or something.
You said that like 10 years ago.
I'll get with Grant.
We need like one of those, like, you know, when the weather starts in the news and there's a jingle.
Can you get that thing from what MTV News used to use? Yeah, that thing. Do that. Steal that. We won't get sued at all. All right.
Would you want it running in the background while you're saying the news?
No, just at the beginning.
Because it makes it tense. Like, oh man, this is awesome.
I don't want it.
This just in.
It's just in.
We should bring Carl Torpin, and he just reads the news for us each time.
A lot of this stuff, yeah, this is all pretty much Josh's news, because I was too drunk last night to do any work.
You had a whole 2 weeks or whatever to come up with.
I like the news to be new. Notice the word new and
so
news.
What's the next 20 minutes? Halo 3 talk?
No, he actually has some other stuff in here. All right, let's see. Numbers. Sales numbers. PS3 sales are up 200%.
Thanks to their price cuts.
Wow!
So the Wii has outsold the 360, surpassing the 10 million units sold.
Of course.
The Wii has outsells the DS for the first time ever in the U.S.
That's actually the most surprising stat of all of that.
Yeah. Like, because that's 400,000 a month. More than 4. And they both hit the 400,000 mark. It was just like 50,000.
Like, the DS has to come down eventually, because it's like almost
everybody's going to have one.
Has one, but like, it's still.
And also, PS3 outsells the Xbox 360 in Canada.
Canadians like the Blu-ray.
Canada doesn't count. Moving on.
You just insulted one of our viewers.
We do get some Canadian hits.
The only Canadian hit?
Get some Italian hits, too.
We do. I don't know what's up with that.
When we get mad, we get an Italian to hit somebody for us.
Yeah.
That was
bad.
I didn't know.
Sorry.
It was bad.
This... Filipinos. I don't know why.
I didn't know Italians knew how to use the internet. That would have been funny.
This Joust the Movie is coming out
no!
June 2008.
Yes!
No!
Joust the Movie, that's got to be good.
There's no point for it.
The producer says Joust will be like Gladiator meets Mad Max.
That still doesn't make any sense.
It means it's going to be really, really cheesy with a gay twist.
Wait, wouldn't that just be Mad Max 2 Beyond the Thunderdome?
Exactly. Because,
But with ostriches?
And hand fire. The hands coming up and the eggs.
Oh, the eggs.
It will have the break sounds when the birds stop.
I never understood why people like Joust. I'm just going to put that out. I thought it was the
stupidest game
ever made.
It was hard.
Back in the day, it was...
I hated it.
I still enjoy it on the live arcade.
No.
That game is hard.
I'd rather play Dig Dug for 10 hours.
Dig Dug.
For 10 minutes.
I've got Dig Dug also.
Why doesn't anybody just play Bubble Bobble? All right.
That didn't come out on the live arcade yet.
It should. It's a fun game.
Apparently, there will also be a Joust graphic novel.
Oh my.
So the ostrich went from the one platform to the next.
And Midway wants to release another Joust game to go with the movie.
No!
3D Joust.
Alright, quick, change the topic.
Mass Effect coming out November 20th.
Yay!
Can't wait.
What is that?
That'll be just in time for me to have a little, like, 5-day weekend. Spend it all glued to the TV.
What is Mass Effect?
Mass Effect is a massive science fiction role-playing game that's been in development forever. It won, like, Best of 2006, Best of 2007.
Even though it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
And it's from the guys who did BioWare, who did KOTOR. KOTOR.
Not interested.
Tor.
You hate science.
Yeah. He doesn't even want us using these mics. He wanted us to record.
That's why he refuses to lean into the mic.
It scares me. I'm afraid, like... Evil things are going to come out of it and attack me.
That's why I had to drive him over here. He was trying to skateboard. He's like, damn your technology.
I have like a skateboard with like wooden wheels. Like I make everything.
It's kind of weird
myself.
That you're on a gaming podcast, but we needed that, technophobe on there to even it out.
Planes, damn.
That's why he liked the Wii.
There's nothing wrong with the Wii.
The Wii is gay.
You're gay. You and your Macintosh.
The graphics on Metroid are better than anything that came out on the 360 the first year that it was out. I'm going to put that out there. We'll get to
that
later.
I didn't hear
that. The graphics on Metroid are better than anything the first year of 360. Like, 360 now is awesome, but the first year of 360 games...
Yeah, first year was a lot of ports. It's like, here's this game we put out on Xbox and 360.
But the Wii have a lot of ports. They still do, these PSP ports. Moving on.
Ubisoft confirms that Haze.
Ubisoft?
Whatever.
Is it Ubi?
We're not French. Moving on.
It's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
That's what you said.
Marco says I didn't. Are you calling Marco a liar?
Yeah, Marco, what are you lying about?
I'm chewing on a cap right now.
I don't understand if he said Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Confirms that Haze is currently only in development for the PS3. They don't have plans to bring it to any other platforms.
What is the point of the PS3 when they're already developing the PS4?
And the PS5.
No, PS3 is future-proof.
Yeah.
But they already released a statement, the PS4.
What? I didn't see that. And I don't see it in this news.
Our news is up to date, and it's got everything covered.
If you have news, you need to submit it to this news agenda.
I put my Animal Crossing on there.
You did. For anybody who hasn't bought the new maps for Gears of War, they will be free starting on Labor Day.
Monday.
People still play the hell out of it.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I had to delete
a lot of my friends off there that I made on Gears of War because every time they'd be logging on all the time, just playing Gears of War, nonstop with the Gears of War. It's like I haven't played that game since like February.
It's like StarCraft. People are still playing it.
People just love it.
Yeah.
It's an awesome game, man.
It is an awesome game, but
I haven't played it in a while, but still.
But yeah, those maps. If you haven't got them, are Bullet Marsh, Garden, Process, and Subway.
Good maps too, aren't they?
I enjoyed them. There's some traps on some of those maps where you can kill other people just by pressing some buttons. Fun.
Like a subway train will hit people?
No, it's actually there's poisonous gas. Yeah, poisonous gas.
Why someone's gotta be poisonous gas? Why can't it be the
what
subway
kind
train?
Of gas
and
would
do
it
they
be?
Die instantly? What, shouldn't you be like arrows? Able to run around for
you
a couple
do,
minutes?
You have you need to run around.
It's
like
the smelly gas again.
You
oh
start
God.
Getting hurt, and if you run out, then you'll live. But
nobody cares about farticles in a game.
Farticles. I don't want to breed those in.
And before I get into this next piece of news, we'll explain what going gold is, since we had
people
this discussion on it.
Why
no, I told you.
Why anyone know what going gold means?
You know what golden going gold is, right?
Is that like golden showers?
In a sense.
No.
But not really.
No, see, that's an industry term. I only learned what it was over the summer. An industry term in gaming, going gold, means that the game is ready for production. They send it to the factory. They're starting to press the CDs and DVDs that they
I've
sell.
I've never heard that.
Really? It's where they build the final one. It gets passed for certification. Then they're like, hey, we're sending it off to factories.
Yeah, it just basically means the game is done.
Never use that terminology.
See, because I used to always think that going gold just meant that they sold a lot of pre-orders.
Yeah, like gold,
like they
platinum
reach yeah, gold, platinum, like they do with records.
This ain't the RIAA.
No, it's not. But that's why I'm explaining it to anybody who...
Well, then why would Microsoft have platinum hits?
That's totally different.
But I'm just explaining this to Mike Anderson just in case he doesn't understand, since he's our one listener.
The only listener?
All right, but Stranglehold has gone gold for the 360, but the release date for PS3 and PC have been pushed back again. 360 version comes out September 5th, which is next week. And the PC version is supposed to come out a few weeks later, and the PS3 is scheduled for release on September 25th.
So it's not that far of a wait.
No. I hear there's a lot of butt sliding in that game, but I haven't played the demo.
Butt sliding.
Apparently you don't have to run at anything to slide on it. You just walk up to it, press a button, your dude slides across it.
And there goes the watermelon.
Yeah, apparently watermelon everywhere in the game.
Watermelon.
It's on every counter,
so you can
apparently.
Shoot them and watch them explode. It's
apparently,
like
it's mostly
Gallagher.
So you can butt slide across
like,
it and it explodes.
There's like a Gallagher achievement. I've destroyed 50 watermelons.
Probably.
Who makes that reference? Who references Gallagher?
We do.
Apparently.
Put on your raincoats, everybody.
There is actually an enemy that is Gallagher.
That would be awesome. He tells hilarious jokes, and then for people who aren't smart enough to get him, he attacks with a sledgehammer.
He's got that nice mustache going on.
Wait, are we talking about the same Gallagher?
Well,
when is he ever
are we talking about the original Gallagher?
Gallagher is funny. We're not getting into this.
Are we talking
Josh
about the original Gallagher or his brother?
The original Gallagher.
He's got a brother.
He does. Yeah,
his
who
brother
also goes by Gallagher because their last name is Gallagher.
His brother bought Gallagher's whole show, and now he does it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Next.
Alright. This one, Josh, I'm assuming is for the PC. Is this correct? The Command & Conquer?
Yeah. PC only.
Command & Conquer Gold is available for free from EA to celebrate Command & Conquer's 12-year anniversary. You can get the 100% free download from the Command & Conquer site. This is PC only.
Not Max.
And this has this franchise joins the dozen or so franchises that have lasted 12 years or longer.
Nobody likes Macintosh.
Which apparently it's like only a handful of games have had a franchise that's lasted more than 12 years.
Not a lot of companies. A lot of companies just make one or two hits and then they merge or they get bought out by some other company.
Or they finally move out of their parents' basement.
That too.
Yeah.
Find out about girls.
Most of the time we're working in a studio that's like the size of a small kitchen. Or like a dining room table like we did for the last production set. 18 people working at a 4x4 table.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's why we lost, because this damn table.
No, because Santana had to use a Mac.
No, it was because Eric screwed up our... Not that Eric, different Eric. Screwed up our slate. Eric see. Peck.
We get disqualified for that shit.
All right.
Let's not talk about that.
The Xbox 360 chat pad comes out...
It's kind of sensitive right now. About
September 4th. That's Labor Day, isn't it? No, that's Tuesday. And retails for $30. This is that thing
that's
where
not
you,
bad.
What is it?
It's that keyboard.
You know where you plug in your headset? Mm-hmm. You can plug it... There's this little keyboard they made. You can plug it in so you can text people.
That'll be interesting.
And the service, I think, comes out, too, if it's not already out.
I would hope it would come out of...
Or I guess
I got a chat pad. I can't use it.
I guess that's what that messaging thing that...
Are they going to have a service where you can, like, send text messages to people's phones from...
Yes,
Xbox
for $50
Live?
A month.
No, but you can...
Bill Gates is going to charge you for everything.
You can send it to people who have MSN IM, so...
But you can't send it to people's cell phones.
No. Not yet.
I've just got a USB keyboard that I use. I don't need no chat pad.
In the future.
And who wants to chat while they're playing a game?
Kids.
People like you.
The kids, they love the chatting. They can't stop texting. They text every day, every minute.
I don't know. It seems like it's going to be hard if you're playing a game, though. But, you know, these kids these days, man, they're multitasking. All right,
we need to get out of these kids mode because we sound like a bunch of old people bitching.
We are.
We are old.
Most of us are in our 30s.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm over 30 myself. Well,
Josh has got that bad comb over going.
It's my emo comb over.
Yeah, it's nothing emo about it.
You'll notice our two Nintendo fanboys are the only ones that are like, what, 24, 25?
22.
22? Wow.
They weren't even alive when Nintendo came
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Get the hell away from me.
None of you were alive when Nintendo came out.
Wasn't
it was
that
technical?
Yeah.
Like the 1800s?
The company is like 110 years old.
Really?
They used to sell like little wooden games in like the streets of China.
Yeah, they're to blame for like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and stuff.
All right, Xbox Live Arcade will be slashing prices in half on 4 Xbox Live Arcade games September 2nd through the 3rd.
Through the 3rd, get them while they last.
Is that today?
It's tomorrow and Monday.
Sunday and Monday.
So by the time this makes it to the page, it'll be old news.
Wow, man.
It might be.
That hurts. I'm going to get this done tonight.
You say that every time.
We usually record on a Sunday.
The games include Small Arms for 400 points, Zuma Deluxe for 400 points, Gauntlet for 200 points, and Dig Dug for 200 points.
That's only $2.50.
That is only 200.
But now, can you buy just the, like how? Now, how does Microsoft points work? Do you have to buy?
You have to
like
buy the points.
You have to buy, like
points?
The Wii works.
You have to buy them in groups of.
Yeah,
300.
They do it so you always have something left over.
Now, what's the ratio? Dollar to point.
It'll
ratio?
Be for 200 points. It's $2.50.
400 points is $5.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's cut.
And they sell it. I guess they sell it in... Yeah, they sell them in 500s, because the least you can charge is 625, so they sell 500 points. Lots.
Dig Dug. Gauntlet.
Wait, and when you...
Small Arms is like Smash Brothers.
When you
Xbox
say
Live.
Zuma, do you mean the PopCap game Zuma?
Yeah.
With the frog and the
it
balls?
It is.
Exactly.
So stupid. Why? You can play it online for free.
That's the only game out of those four that I don't
have.
Why
play it for free when you can buy it?
You can get 200 achievement points from it on the 360.
Wow.
It's all about the achievement points.
Stupid.
You don't
like,
understand.
I got like 20 achievement points from that Hexica game when I first bought the system.
That game is impossible.
It's pretty fucking hard.
And they're working on Hexic 2. The
Have
movie.
You finished the movie. It's like that Minesweeper. Have you seen the Minesweeper preview? There's like
That's
these
great.
Guys made a fake Minesweeper movie preview. It's pretty hilarious.
I like the Minesweeper.
But yeah, Eric, you might like Small Arms. It's kind of like Smash Brothers.
With guns.
You
and
can play
Mario's
it at my house.
Even
check it out. I bought it a long time ago. Mario's not in it.
That would then require me to hook my Xbox back up to the internet.
I know.
Buy some points for $6.25, which is ludicrous.
Ludicrous?
I probably still have Dig Dug for my Atari.
You don't get achievement points for that on the Atari.
My gamer score just went over 1,000.
It's true.
Congratulations. And more than half of my score is now made up of Bioshock achievements. I have 650 points off of Bioshock achievements to make up for my 1,100 points.
I in the last few months recently went over 26,000.
Compulsive disorder.
Exactly.
All right, what else
have we got? I have to get ducks!
All right, and some fake news from Josh, which we've already disproven. There's rumors that Halo 3 is already in stores in Italy, and Josh showed us these pictures. Yeah, Bungie already came out and said, those are just empty boxes.
I was about to say, because that wouldn't have made any sense, because it just went gold. So it's like they pressed them that fast, packaged them, and already sent them to Italy first.
It's the mafia.
These fell off the back of a truck. There's the Japanese mafia.
That's kind
of, they might have dropped it off in Italy.
Yeah, they dropped it. They accidentally fell off the back of the truck on the way over, right? Oh, we lost. Oh, just leave it. Don't matter.
By the way, for those of us insulted by our anti-Italian things, obviously Marco is Italian.
I'm right off the boat.
Didn't know by the fact that his name ends in an O.
that's a low blow. That's a low blow. Moving
that
on.
That could be Spanish. Everything in Spanish is O.
Or
Caucho.
What about Portuguese?
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, that's Spanish for couch.
I can joke. I have six Uncle Mikes and Tonys. So
there's Uncle no Mike. O's at the end of those names.
But they're Italian.
Uncle Maiko.
Her last name is Graffio.
Yeah. So and I guess it'd be Uncle O Maiko.
Josh, you're Filipino, stop.
All right. Anybody else got any news they want to talk about? Let me refresh this and see if anything's happened while we've been wandering around.
Did you say you were going to bring something up?
What? I was going to bring something up in the rants.
He's got rants.
Rants.
Is it about Halo?
No. Nobody cares about Halo.
That sounds like a rant right there.
Yeah. Why are you ranting? It's going to be the best game ever. 4-player co-op? That's all I'm going to be playing. Fuck that multiplayer crap.
That would be multiplayer.
No, that's co-op. Totally different.
Still multiplayer.
I'm playing that 4-player co-op by myself. I'm gonna have all 4 controllers.
He's gonna get Tori and Bella and Ashley to play with.
You can only do 2 people on the screen though.
And shut up.
You actually can do split screen multiplayer?
Yeah. Well, the other ones did before. Yeah.
But Xbox is like, nobody is allowed to play at your house unless you LAN adapt everyone with multiple TVs.
That's true. They have been that way.
No, it's going to be like old Streets of Rage where the other person couldn't go unless you both were over at the other end of the screen.
You got boundary limits.
I like the boundary limits. I like to hold people back.
Contra is awesome.
Hurry up, dude. No, cut behind this wall.
No,
I'm never going to get to the spread gun if you don't let me make this jump.
You're climbing too fast. I just died. I'm going to steal your life now. Yeah. Give me your extra life.
No, don't hit that select button.
Yeah, that's it for news.
All right.
What are we moving on to?
We got this roundtable discussion about pregame hype.
Oh, by the way, Hayes has just gone gold.
Yay.
For the PS3. That's impending news.
Nobody cares about PS3 until...
You say nobody cares about anything, and you call yourself not a Nintendo fanboy.
Isn't Hayes the game where, you do, the drugs and...
Yeah.
Apparently Miyamoto played it, and he was like, why are you killing people in this game? I disapprove.
What is this game about? Drugs?
It's like this guy...
Santana woke up finally. He's like, drugs?
It's like a futuristic shooter. Oh, it's a futuristic shooter where you're a government agent, your phone's going off. Government agent. But the government soldiers, they take this special enhancement drug.
It's kind of like Far Cry.
And apparently if you take too much of it, you start shooting your friends.
Yeah.
Like Universal
Soldier. The screenshots I saw made it look like pollen.
Yeah, it does. All right.
What's the roundtable about?
Pre-game hype. And this isn't sales, because obviously pregame hype always helps sales, but we've talked about this a couple times in person. Does it hurt sometimes your opinion of a game when you get it? Because I know Josh has had problems where he would think that a game... Yes. He talked about the game Black for like a year and a half before it came out. Like, that game is going to be the end-all, be-all, the games.
It'll be the...
Everything you shoot explodes.
You can destroy anything in the world.
And, oh my god, that was disappointing.
That game, and I still have never played it.
It made it seem like you... And I played a demo on the PS2 back in the day, and they let you play this one level, and it was like almost everything was destructible in that thing.
Almost everything?
Yeah.
What, all the crates and the barrels?
I like to keep a lot of crates around my room, I know that.
Yeah. What is with that in video games? Why is there always, like, crates in
boxes? I read an article about that, too.
I think I read the same thing. Yeah.
Like, why are there crates here?
I think, like polygon-wise, it was easy to build.
No, it doesn't matter. They're additional polygons. They don't need to be in
there. No. But, like you didn't want to do anything round, because then it would look like a hexagon. So it's like, hey, let's put in something that's square, and we could do a lot of these.
Yeah, but everything in the games are typically built square. It's the programming that surrounds it is what makes it look round or whatever. So it don't matter. You can make it whatever shape you want. It don't freaking matter.
But wouldn't that take up more memory or whatever?
Not anymore. Processing? It's not an issue.
Yeah, anymore. It's not an issue anymore. So
no, Josh is saying that's why it started.
Yeah, that's why it started.
And then it became tradition.
Yeah.
This is totally off topic, but I read a really cool article comparing Donkey Kong to BioShock.
No!
What?
No!
And saying how, like, BioShock is considered so awesome because, like, they don't do things that, like, make it graphically weird. Like, you don't see people that much. And, like, whenever you see people in video games, they don't look like real people. Like, it's impossible to make a person look like a real person. So that's why they did that. And, like, in Donkey Kong, Mario had a mustache because they didn't want... That was just the easiest way to animate it. They gave him a hat because they didn't want to deal with the hair graphics. Like...
So when have they ever dealt with hair graphics in a game anyway? In old NES games.
I'm just saying.
So am I.
All the Final Fantasy games. Those guys always had hair. Like...
Yeah, but it never moved unless it was a CGI sequence.
Well, Donkey Kong was an arcade game.
And that's what they didn't feel like.
Marco, you hate the traditions.
I do hate the traditions because it's time to get them the hell out of here. We don't need them anymore. We got better new traditions to start.
This round table is totally gone
like
off.
Like high definition textures and...
This was a topic on like one of the one-up boards, is like, what are some of the things you'd like to get rid of? And that was one of them. Crates. People were tired of crates. They're like, this makes no sense. Health packets? We don't need them anymore. It's like...
When's the last time anybody's played a game with a health packet?
BioShock.
Are you kidding me?
All through it.
Oh my god.
First aid kit.
Health station.
It's just as bad as Resident Evil. Oh, I found a random plant. It'll help me get better. What the hell is that crap?
It's an underwater city. It's dangerous. There's not a hospital around. They need first aid packs.
To me, the weirdest thing about Resident Evil is that, like, you have a suitcase that apparently gets bigger as you go, and then it's like, in the middle of fighting a zombie, you're like, oh shit, pull out a shotgun, like, and they don't even advance on you in the amount of time that you open the suitcase.
That's special agent training.
Yeah, you stop time.
Some of the stuff I like that the next gen is doing now, which I was disappointed that Metal Gear Solid isn't doing, is showing you the weapons that you carry.
They like, always showed you... Oh, you mean on the character itself.
Yeah, and like, I was disappointed because I was looking at the new Metal Gear Solid, and all of a sudden he's just pulling a rocket launcher out of nowhere. And it's just like...
It's compact. I was
kind of getting used to, like, Gears of War.
I still haven't gotten over the fact that he just grabs dudes in the balls and knocks them out that
That's
way.
Great.
Did we ever determine if that was physically possible?
I don't know.
Like, by we, I don't mean, like, any of us personally.
I would assume it.
Josh said he was going to test it out. I don't think he did.
I would assume it is possible, considering how painful it is to get hit there. And if somebody squeezes and, like, twists yanks, I'm pretty sure you would pass out from pain.
That just hurt me, just you saying that.
It's happened to me once.
What?
Just kidding.
You have balls? What? But you have a Mac.
On your chin.
Oh!
Your
face.
So pre-game hype. Disappointing.
Oh, I forgot about the pre-game hype.
I don't know. It depends on the game. Like BioShock, there's a lot of pre-game hype for that game.
It lived up to everything.
I wanna go out and say I kind of think it does ruin it. Pre-game hype does kind of ruin games. Like, when I was hearing about World of Warcraft, oh, it's great, the graphics are great, there's so much to do. I played the demo, graphics sucked, everything was boxy, all the colors were blown out, it was ugly, and the gameplay was just crappy and boring.
Wow.
There's a lot of grinding in
World of
Warcraft.
That was more of a rant than anything.
It helps for the point. It's
I think it depends on the game,
and the hype.
Number one, because if the game lives up to the hype, awesome, but almost always there's something that's going to be disappointing when you hear all the hype. And
Games typically never live up to their hype.
Halo 2, there was all this pregame hype about you're going to be able to fight on the moon, and there's going to be low gravity, and everybody's going to be jumping like super high and shooting people while you're flying.
I like when
you
said there was no gravity, and the guy just flies off the moon.
And then there was talk that there was going to be boats, and you get to drive the boats and shoot people while they're on the other boats. And basically those things were kind of true, but they're way blown out of proportion. And it was like, yeah, you got outside, but there was no low G, even though there should have been.
Was there a boat?
Yeah, the gondolas.
Yeah, and the boats would come up out of the
gondolas
water.
Going across the water, and then the elites would come out on the jetpacks.
And then Master Chief would transform and look like Optimus Prime, and then he would dry hump the wall.
No, that's so what we're solid for.
That killed a lot of the... And I think that's why Bungie is doing what they're doing now, where they're showing all the footage and getting all the shit out of the way now. Like, hey, this is what you can do. This is what you can't do.
See, I think you're going to be... I think I'm going to be fine with Halo 3, but I think you might be disappointed because you spend all day, every day, scouring the net for anything Halo 3.
Nitpicking at it.
But I know it's going to be in it, though. That's
every time
thing.
I talk to you, you're like, guess what I learned about Halo 3? It's going to be awesome. There's this thing that happens.
Look at this sketchy scan from a Portuguese magazine that I found.
No, I know everything. The Hornets, that's going to be cool. You guys want to know what that is?
No.
Sure.
No, damn you!
Let's just say that it flies.
Really?
And three people can ride on it while it flies.
It stings people.
It's got a missile launcher and machine gun.
This is all he does in work. He doesn't get any work done. Every time I walk in, he's what's new with Bungie? Oh, okay, some guy said Master Chief farts and shoots out a grenade. I don't know.
The fart grenade.
There's an
it's a powerful weapon.
Teabagging 100 people.
And then crabs come out of nowhere. An army of crabs.
It's always you and the crabs, Sparkle.
What is that? Shadowrun for teabagging.
Yeah, they got that achievement.
I got that achievement.
You got teabagged or you teabagged somebody?
You teabag somebody who has a virus and then you get it.
They should call that the douchebag achievement.
Can't you do that in Gears of War also, teabag somebody or something?
You can teabag.
You can teabag, but it's not an achievement.
Cares.
You don't understand achievements, Mark.
I don't understand achievements.
I didn't know that was actually, actually made teabagging. Yes.
You can.
Because when I first started playing it, I was like, why are these assholes keep teabagging everybody? And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot it has that secret achievement.
What
I did it one game
now?
And I got it.
Shadowrun.
And you can teabag people.
Yeah.
But is it like a real full-on teabag? Or is it like over the clothes teabag?
It's over the clothes. Yeah. But you crotch to face has to happen.
I gotta do this XY to pull down the pants.
That'd be funny, man. It'd be like, zoop, teabag.
You're giving Marco ideas for his sexual role-playing game.
Well, no, it's funny. You think about it. Somebody actually decides to make a game like that. You combine like the photography from what was the zombie game for Xbox?
Dead Rising.
It's like, teabag. Yeah.
And also BioShock has cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
For research.
Research on what?
You research the enemies. The more pictures you take.
Fine?
Yeah, that's yours from Eric.
Apparently Eric doesn't even want to hand me games now.
I wasn't planning on coming to this event.
We
can never hear me talk.
Pulled him away from Metroid. Called him.
How are you going to play that?
I'm going to go try and pick that up later today. Metroid.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Does it live up to the pre-game hype?
I haven't played through enough. I finally just killed somebody today.
Did you push all the buttons in the ship? Did they even do anything?
Do you have to?
Did you buy the bobblehead for the ship?
Some of them. You have to get an achievement to get the bobblehead for a ship.
They got achievements in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some kind of weird achievements. You can, like, get stuff for your ship.
You get tokens as you do things, and then you can trade the tokens in for, like, bumper stickers for the ship.
But nobody can see them online, like, hey, that guy did all this
crap.
You
can trade them online and shit.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Oh, now
but
you'd
have to hook up your Wii to the internet.
My Wii connects to the internet because the cost of getting an Xbox 360 connected to the internet $100. Wirelessly is almost the cost, is half the cost almost of the Wii itself. So,
well, no,
you could just buy yourself a really.
A lot of the
Ethernet
Nintendo
cable.
Games have the achievements, like Smash Brothers. You can get like the little statues and stuff. Now you get stickers and trade them with people in the new one that's coming up.
Real stickers?
No, like in-game stickers.
So it's not really a sticker.
Yeah.
You put them in a book and you give them to people. I don't know. I didn't make the damn game.
PS3, you get trophies. They don't really give you trophies.
Who wants a sticker book?
Who wants to be Filipino?
Oh. Three, third.
Well, that pregame hype went down
the
tube.
The,
well, it was something it was the only thing I contributed.
So far, it's good. the controls. Like, I set them, like, everything I read was, like, set the controls to the advanced because it's, like, super awesome. And, like, I set it to that, and it's, like, really good. But, like, it takes a second, like, to get used to, because when you start to run, like, if you don't, like, concentrate on, like, you know, as you're playing, it moves so much. Like, the screen shakes.
They're not
going to
make you run by, like, shaking the Wii mode.
No, you just move.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Just directional pad?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, because, you know, how, like, on Wii games, there's always, like, this, like, invisible box. And when you go outside of that with the pointer, that's when your character starts to turn. You can, like, if you set it to the advanced, it's a pretty small range of area. So, like, you turn, like, I mean, you can stop it from happening, but if you're just, like, moving as you go, like, you turn.
Why? So is that how they're going to build all their first-person shooters, like Red Steel, where it's, like...
There's actually,
now,
like...
nobody makes reference to Red Steel, first of all. That game was an abomination. Like, Macintosh.
I just saw a preview for, like, I don't know, Call of Duty or one of those war games. Medal of Honor.
That's,
I don't know
right,
what it
Santana
is.
Santana put it down.
But they have, you can adjust the size. I mean, there's always going to probably be, like... Or I don't know if there always will be, but, like, they have, like, the box thing, the imaginary box, but you adjust the size as small as you want. Like, and the preview I read said that you could make it so small where you could never play, possibly, with it. Like, you would be, like, it would almost be impossible to play.
Wouldn't that be ideal, though? Because that would be your pointer? What? Because I think that would be the ideal thing, because that would be, like, your other thumbstick moving it up and down, and whatever you want to kill would always be dead center. No.
I understand, like, the argument for that, but I think, like, in practice...
It's starting
it
to work out better
get,
the way they're
in
doing
practice,
it.
In practice, that might get, like, disorienting, I think. Or, but see, I don't understand, I never understood why if they could do it the way you're saying, but, like, and people always argue that there's no way to, like, recenter, like, with the mouse, you can just pick the mouse up and recenter, and you can't really recenter with this, and I'm like...
They need a
They could just put a button, yeah.
Yeah.
You could just hit a button and recenter, like...
They need auto-lock, though, definitely, on that game.
So, I mean, you got, like, what, two controllers?
Metroid.
They have, like, auto-lock,
but... It's a stupid auto-lock. It'll just go over, but it won't stay, right?
No, you can turn it on where it stays on them, or you can turn it on where it stays on them, but you can still, like, aim as, like... So, like, you lock on, but you can aim...
You can shoot different body parts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's
within,
cool.
like, an area. Or you can just do it where it just locks on and you just shoot.
But... Is it body sensitive to the shooting? Like, can you shoot at a leg?
I haven't gotten deep enough into it.
It's Metroid. You're just going to shoot them and they die.
They're
from
space
a leg.
They're space pirates.
Oh, I know. Damn, space pirates. All right, let's move on since we're hitting about an hour right now.
Oh, my God. I got stuff to do.
No, you don't.
Games we're looking forward to. Josh, go.
What did I put down?
Jam Sessions Bundle
Jam
Pack.
Sessions. Jam Sessions Bundle Pack, that looks like.
I don't even know what Jam Sessions
really
is.
I am really interested in that.
The Jam Sessions is a game that you can play on the DS where it's basically you play
the guitar. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. You said that and you were excited about Hannah Montana. Who says that?
No, Hannah Montana 2 is going to be like Jam Sessions
just
where you can
stop.
Play the drums,
just stop.
The
it makes
bass.
You sound like a pedophile.
But yeah, the Jam Sessions actually looks really cool because what is it, like 9... chords, and then if you hit a button, it's another 9 chords that you can play, so...
It's pretty tight. They say... I heard somebody playing it on this video thing, and the guy was actually playing a song.
18 chords is, like, way more than it takes to play pretty much any song there is. Like,
yeah.
I just don't... I mean, obviously...
And the bundle package comes with a mini amp, so you don't have to sit there and listen through your...
The only thing that I think...
So you can annoy other people with it, is what you're saying?
The only thing I think that would, like, suck about it is, like... You know, when, like, guitar playing, like, there's chords, but then, like, you're not gonna be able to do a solo... Can you? Like, is there notes?
Hannah Montana, you'll be able to pluck.
Oh my god.
Unless you can play separate notes, you can't.
Yeah, it's all strumming. It's all acoustic guitar strumming. So.
And just
Hannah Montana
make
is
sure,
all about strumming. Because
I know I've asked you this 10 million. Hannah Montana is somebody's daughter?
Ray Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
The Achy Breaky Heart guy?
Don't pretend like you don't know who Billy Ray Cyrus is.
Well, I don't know if that is
him.
Yes, he
was the Achy Breaky Heart guy. He's also starred in, like, a TV show.
He's in the
like...
show, too, with her, isn't he, or something like that?
I don't know. I've
not
seen the show.
Yeah,
but
he
was on, like, a cop show or something for a while, wasn't he? Or Law & Order, like...
What?
Was he really on Law & Order?
Maybe not Law & Order. Maybe on one of those.
You are crazy. I'm going to look this up.
Life on the Streets. I don't know what it was.
Law & Order.
You guys continue with your discussion. I'm going to look this
Law
up.
Law & Order. We're talking about Chuck Norris's right and left leg now.
So when we do get it, me and Eric are gonna start a band and we're gonna play at some local clubs.
Yep.
We're gonna hook up the little DS amps.
Here's my question. How do you connect from the DS to a real amp? Like, how is there converters to shrink down the cord that much to fit in a?
Yeah, you just get like the headphone jack ones that plug into a 1/8 or a 1/4.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It's doable.
Get a gold plate.
Because I have a headphone jack to make the small connection bigger, but you hardly ever see how to make a big connection smaller.
Radio Shack.
Yeah.
That's nice, the only thing Radio Shack sells. That and like copper.
They sell a lot. Those little things that go in my blender that blow all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Fuses.
Blenders have fuses?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you keep blowing fuses on your blender? What are you doing?
They don't like...
What do you blend? What do you put in there? Whole, like, walnuts or something?
Ice.
Ice?
I guess that would.
How big are these ice cubes? Like, the size...
It's not ice cubes, it's ice cube.
I get that big block. I got that ripping thing.
You got the tongs for it.
He fills it up with water, sticks it in the freezer, and then tries to chop that up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus has been on Hannah Montana. Doc. Elvis has left the building. Degrassi, The Next Generation. Death in Texas.
Degrassi.
Sue Thomas, FBI. Wish You Were Dead. Mulholland Drive. 18 Wheels of Justice. And Radical Jack.
Radical Jack.
Radical. All
right. What Maybe else?
That FBI show.
Oh, and Love Boat, The Next Wave.
All right, moving away from Billy Ray Cyrus. What else do we have?
There was only one episode of that.
What are you looking forward to playing?
Mostly just Metal Gear 4.
You love grabbing dudes in the balls.
Exactly. No, more so they've really improved upon the gameplay, and they've made it so that there's more people present that you have to get by. There's actual like battles that you have to sneak around, and you can ally with other people.
Is there like gameplay of that out now?
Yeah, there's a whole play. There's a demo that they showed, and they got rid of the box, and they put a steel drum that actually protects you from bullets, and you can actually mow down people in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, so
like,
you can kill
like, go
people.
Downhill, that'd be awesome.
You can. You can.
That's when he made me kill somebody that way.
No, he knocked them out.
Oh, how would you get knocked out from that?
Let's go hit you with a steel drum.
First of all, I would hear it coming down the hill.
Well, like,
I would turn
you,
around.
No, this is what you would run directly down the hill away from it instead of sideways so that it would slowly catch up with you.
Because that's how people always do it. Hey, I'm not going to run away from this boulder.
But that's all I'm really looking forward to. That and Little Big Planet. I've got the okay to spend my money on a PlayStation 3 from my better half, so she's going to let me buy that.
Hi. You got permission.
Well, hey. It's either I had to get permission or I'd have to get her like a friggin' African gray parrot.
She's got your balls and snakes will have others. That's why he likes them.
He's making a Metal Gear Solid reference.
Snake. He's the guy from the game.
It's
Snake.
Stupid. It's stupid.
That's his name.
Shut up.
Did we hear what Eric's name. Looking forward to?
Comb over.
Hannah Montana's hate. Come on, Eric. Yeah. He's got to back me up. Viva Pinata on the DS.
Yes, the demo is freaking awesome, and now I'm actually not angry that I bought a 360 out of the demo.
Minus the fact that it breaks.
Minus the fact that it's a piece of junk.
Yeah.
But that game is going to be awesome. And then, of course, the same things that I would say, Mario Galaxy and Smash Brothers.
And you're looking forward to Halo 3.
No.
You serious? None of you guys want to play... Would you come over and play co-op with me?
I would come over and play co-op, but I would never personally buy it for myself. I don't like the game, the concept, enough to play it all the time.
Us four will get together. We'll play some online co-op.
Chain will
campaign.
Have it. Well, Charlie will have it.
You already know. If I'm on anybody's team, you're already handicapped.
That's just like with me. They'll be like, people run up and punch me, and I'm like, I just died because someone punched me!
Eric lies. Eric's good at Halo. I don't know why he always says he's like...
He just gets
I'm
mad
when
people punch
him. I'm not
good.
Now you're giving misnomers. I'm not, like, noob awful.
But you're good. You hold your own.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get, like, 3 kills if there's, like, 50 people playing.
I would like to say I'm also looking forward to Team Fortress 2. It's going to be a really good game.
The orange box. That's going to be nice.
It's going to be really, really nice.
Oh, the orange box. That might be interesting.
Yeah, that's coming out soon.
I always
saw
the, what was that? That game.
Team Fortress?
No.
Half-Life?
I always saw like the previous for that.
Half-Life
that
is
cool,
good.
But...
Half-Life
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, but I'm more interested in the Team Fortress also.
Yeah. It's got a lot of variety in characters and stuff like that.
It's got the same
characters.
Yeah. Okay.
That one, yeah.
It's actually got the same characters as
is
Team Fortress 1.
Is that online only?
Well, I never played Team Fortress 1.
I'm guessing
they just look a lot better.
I think that is it. I don't think there is
a campaign
I know, because
you hate the traditions.
All right, moving on!
tradition.
You don't know what it's like. You don't develop games. You don't want to see the same stupid shit all the time.
But it is the same stupid shit.
People who play games want the same stupid shit.
You freaking old people. You're like, oh, I want to play Bomberman for Nintendo. Nobody wants to play Bomberman anymore.
I do.
People
love the Bomberman.
Are you crazy? I've never played it before, and then we went over to Shane's and I played it, and I was like, that's why people talk about this game. It is.
I got it on the Xbox Live Arcade.
I meant to buy it, but, you know.
Your Xbox. Yeah. But no, if you don't like traditions, then you're like, we gotta do something new, and you're all like Team Fortress 2. It's exactly like Team Fortress 1, except it looks better.
And multiplayer.
It was multiplayer, everyone!
Oh, I didn't play the first one, damn it!
You son of a bitch. Learn your history.
Damn old people and your nostalgia.
That's right, I was in college when it came out.
You were with Moses when you were in college.
Me and Moses.
He's a good guy.
Shut up.
I like him.
Crabs.
Moses doesn't have crabs.
All right, I'm looking forward to the Halo 3, Mass Effect, Fallout 3, GTA 4.
GTA 4 you're going to be looking forward to for a long time.
Yeah, that got pushed back. What's the other one that got pushed back with the Sam Fisher?
Splinter Cell got pushed?
I think it did. I'll have to look into that.
That's fine.
Don't take
me.
That as news.
That's fine by me.
Splinter Cell.
There were a couple of the games in November that I was looking forward to. That
in my opinion,
back.
Splinter Cell is another game that's poorly done. It could have been a lot better.
That's a good
Splinter
game.
I think it's poorly done.
Splinter Cell is a game that you have to get into that mode to enjoy it.
I just don't like the way the game looks and feels when I play it. That's all.
Some of the best times I've ever had playing a game was me and Josh playing that one Splinter Cell where he...
Co-op.
Like, yeah, when he's like, don't do anything. And I'm just like, kick open the door. Spies are coming in.
What about
spies?
Co-op on the GameCube Splinter Cell.
Let's cross that street. Done.
I was stabbing fools, shooting out lights.
Yeah, we didn't play like spy-wise.
Josh was like, wait, I'm going to use my gun to secretly put the light out with my electric powers. And he was just like,
I'm not bullets.
Kicking.
I'm more the action spy, not really the sneaky spy.
We don't need to clean up this mess.
I'm like, oh, they saw me. They're going to run after me. I'll just hide behind this door and stab him in the neck when he comes in.
I still haven't beat the one for the Xbox 360. Still, I should just go through it and just play it. Because I'm always trying to go through and, you know, get the 100% and stuff. And it's like,
yeah,
I need to find out how it ends.
I don't know why I thought of this, but I'm going to put this out there. When you're playing Bioshock... and you get the telekinesis, it is stupid fun to pick up the dead bodies
and
then throw them at other people. People start shooting at you and you're like, dead body!
Isn't that a given?
I've never done the thing in one of the demos that they put out, like one of the video trailers beforehand, they kept doing this thing with telekinesis where they pick up one of the stuffed bears that's laying around, put it into a fire and shoot it at people and catch people on fire.
I've never done that either.
Yeah, I never do it. I just like the telekinesis is great because I'm lazy. I don't want to walk across the room and pick up whatever's over there. I just bring it over to me.
There's a lot of stuff that you can't even get to.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you have to use telekinesis to get. It's like, top shelf, telekinesis.
There's a ladder.
That corpse over there. Suck it up to me. Search it. Throw it away.
That's the cool thing, though, is that if you pick up a dead body, then you can search it while you're holding it and then throw it at somebody.
Well, wouldn't you do that in real life if you had telekinesis?
Yes.
I don't think I'd pick up dead bodies.
Why not?
I don't have that much opportunity to
Why
use
not?
That.
You sit across the street from a cemetery,
like,
watch people
dance,
like watch people
dance.
Paying their respects. Come through the ground. Scare the shit out of them.
Zombie time.
Then go back
you
down.
You don't even enjoy the tradition of a good funeral.
Go back down.
You're blowing out the sound when you do that. Santana.
I'm looking, you know, forward to
Hannah Montana.
No Hannah Montana.
Viva Pinata coming out on the
Call
DS.
Call of Duty 4.
That's a given.
I mean, the gameplay was awesome, so I just really want to see the beta is awesome, so I really want to just see how it all plays out. You know,
campaign should be good. You think?
Yeah.
Two. I don't know how the perks work. I don't know if the perks work in the campaign, but we'll see.
That'd be interesting. Though. And then obviously Mass Effect 2.
Part 2?
No, Mass Effect 2.
Also.
Whatever.
Santana's looking forward to Guitar Hero 3 so that
I
can take him down.
That's coming out soon.
No. Guitar. We're going
What's
rock
wrong with
band.
Guitar Hero 3?
We're going rock band. We don't. Who cares about playing against
I'm not,
Slash?
What? I have to say.
Wait, you don't want to play a slow ride? I mean, come on, man.
I would play the Rock Band more than the Guitar Hero. Mostly, though, just because I'm not excited about the Guitar Hero, track listing.
Oh, really? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, there's like a Guns N' Roses song, which is always cool, but then the rest of them, I'm like,
you don't want to play no Tenacious D?
Nobody.
And I've seen that one video online for some song that's like, you know, some like the world's fastest guitarist who, like, it's not even like actual music, but it's like literally it would be physically impossible to do this song 100%. Like, it's like.
I think I saw that. The guy was.
It's like 12 notes a minute. Yeah. It's like unbelievable.
And he was missing them too.
You're better off just hacking the Guitar Hero, find the forum for it, you can put your own songs on there.
I've seen those people do that.
Yeah, you go to scorehero.com, it's a whole forum teaches you how to do it.
But I thought you could only do it on, like, PlayStation 2s.
Yeah, it's only
because you have to have a hacked system.
You don't need a hacked system. Basically, all you're doing is you're just reburning the game itself.
Well, yeah, but you have to have a system that will play a burnt game. Like, I don't think a normal PlayStation 2...
No. You don't need to have your system coded to play it, because you're basically taking all the files from the original game, from your original CD, transferring them over, and then modifying them from there.
I don't know, the 360 doesn't play, DVD-Rs?
Yeah, but because I had a problem trying to watch the machine the other day, and it couldn't.
And I think they're getting rid of the CDR soon, like, where you won't be able to play CDR music on there, because they're like, oh, that's pirated stuff.
Ooh. Get over it.
I'm trying.
Can you hook... Okay,
I'm just saying in general.
Can you hook an iPod up to...
What does this have to do with video games?
The 360... Through, like, the USB port and, like, transfer stuff through that way?
Can you?
Yes.
I know you can do it with the Zune wirelessly.
I think there's a small program you have to download off of the marketplace for free, but you can do it.
Okay. I was wondering that. I was like...
All right. Anybody have any short rants?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Short.
Rants. Wait, I got a rant. I want to... Like I said before, I want to bring back up Final Fantasy Tactics. I am very mad at Square Enix, because they're desperately trying to save the PSP for no reason. They re-released Final Fantasy Tactics with a totally remade CG for PSP only. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And they're also releasing the prequel to Final Fantasy VII for the PSP. Game looks
Final Fantasy VI?
Final Fantasy VII.
Fantasy...
Wouldn't the prequel to Final Fantasy VII be Final Fantasy VI?
No, because Final Fantasy doesn't take place in its own... takes place in... Shut up! Crabs. But
we need games that do new things, except for Final Fantasy.
Well, it's
because it's exactly the same every time. No. It has to continue the legacy of brilliant.
Final Fantasy. It's just Final Fantasy VII has a really solid storyline. It's fun to go through it and watch it as it unfolds. I'd rather read it as a book than I would play it as a game, because the gameplay is really boring. But I just want to see how they're going to tie up all these loose ends with this prequel.
This isn't a book podcast.
Shut the hell up.
my rant is about people on forums. I'm wrapping it up for you.
I'm done.
When you go on forums and people are like, that's old, man, there's a bunch of posts like that already, why don't you use the search feature? I use the search feature on those forums, and they suck ass. Like, people do that all the time on BNet, which is Bungie.net, and
of course, his second home.
Wait, is that cool slang for it, or is that actually...
BNet, that's what we call it on the
forums. That's Bungie slang. Bungeology.
I thought BNet was BattleNet for Diablo.
It was.
No.
It is.
We're reshaping that.
No, you're not.
Learn the new terminology.
Shut up.
And basically, like, people will flame you on there if you post something.
Yeah, they do that on any forum.
Yeah, and it's like, shut up, people, because, like, those search functions suck ass big time.
Yeah, and usually the people who are doing that aren't people that go to the forum that often.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to fucking complain about it, do the search, drop the link in there so that I can see where the fuck it is, instead of like, hey, do a search, asshole. It's like, you do the search for me, you bitch. Yeah, ass cunt.
They do that on Xbox forums all the time. Although, Xbox forums, if you do the search right, works well, but if you just click their search thing, it's crap. But if you go to the special search page, you can do it well.
Xbox forums typically consist of 12 to 13-year-olds just bitching about nothing?
Sometimes.
I'm on there.
They're always like, first post. I was like, why do people always comment that on the top of things? Did I make this as a rant?
They don't even put first anymore. They put frisk post.
Frisk?
Yeah, I just like,
oh, that's
post.
The other thing that pisses me off. Just because sometimes you accidentally type T-E-H doesn't mean that you have to intentionally do it the whole time you're typing on the internet. What the hell is wrong with
T-E-H? T-E-H? What the hell is T-E-H?
Instead of P-H-E?
You gotta be kidding me.
It's because kids love to... They love to celebrate their ignorance.
I'm coming up with my own internet slang and spell and being dyslexic.
This is Tay Greatest. This is Tay Greatest game ever.
Tay Greatest.
You know what I hate? FTW.
For the win?
Yes. I couldn't figure out what that meant for a while. Like, what the hell is this? I had to actually... Foot. That's how old I am. I had to look up what it meant.
When you said FTW, I instantly thought, fuck the world.
See, that's what it used to mean in England. It was like a group in England. And that's why I was like, what? Because it didn't seem like fuck the world.
Or what's the other one? Like, QTC?
Hacks Wars.
Quote the poster or some crap like that. Quote the above.
QTTP or something. Yeah.
Can we just agree to disagree that all internet slang is garbage in general?
It is. It's retarded. I refuse to
Why
do
are we disagreeing? Why don't we just agree?
We're disagreeing to agree on that one.
I don't know why.
I agree.
To disagree that we agree.
Shut up.
Santana, rant.
You're hungover. We got it.
I don't.
48-hour project rants. Was rigged.
The only thing I have to say is that I'm tired of people calling me noobs. I'm not a noob.
Are they calling you noob or noob?
Noob.
Nude?
Because there's
an EWB or
the OO. Because there's two different noobs.
What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a freaking difference?
Yes. There's a total difference.
There can't be a difference. There is. Bullshit.
NEWB means that you're new to the game. NOOB means that you suck at the game.
Oh, okay.
Do you suck at the game?
I actually haven't really stuck at the game. I'm actually good at it now. It usually takes me a couple. So
what game are you talking about?
Yeah, some of us can't stay home all day and play these games like these other people who complain.
I can.
Why aren't you good at this yet? Why haven't you put in the 48 hours like I have?
No. It's like those fat people who spend like 20 hours a day playing Dance Dance Revolution just to show it off. And then you go to play just like for fun. And they're like, oh, I could do that song on Triple Extreme. Watch my big tits go from side to side.
Where are you playing Dance Dance Revolution?
Like arcades.
What?
You still go to the arcade.
He's playing on Phillips Highway.
I haven't even seen an arcade in like 3 years.
The Tilt at Regency.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Still have the
Tilt. Nobody goes to the Regency.
The only place I would know is Dave and Buster's. That's it.
Dave and Buster's is a... They don't support dances. They support Pump It Up with the freaking diagonals in the center. Nobody wants to do diagonals. What the hell is that shit?
Your knowledge of dancing games frightens me.
Shut up.
It is pretty extreme.
I wonder you have to get your girl's permission to do anything.
This isn't another dancing game, is it?
They need to come out with Dance Dance Revolution mixed with Guitar Hero.
Well, wait. I'm surprised you didn't comment on Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix for the Nintendo.
Do they have one?
I've never played a Dance Dance Revolution game.
Yeah, it was...
I don't like a lot of movement when I'm playing my games.
I don't like a lot of lower body movement.
So you're not going to get that humping game?
Oh, I might get that. Well, I'm picking up background noise. Tori!
We's done.
Shout-outs.
Yeah, I'm giving a shout-out to my wife, Ashley.
And Joe Mama.
Who's Joe Mama?
Shout out to Mike Anderson.
Mike Anderson. Hey. He's funny.
When is he going to be on that comedian show?
Post on my MySpace. So
he was on it.
Nobody likes on MySpace.
He posted on our... Oh, by the way, we have an XYBA MySpace page now.
Oh, really?
It gets updated even less often than the actual XYBA page.
Wow. It's true.
But yeah, it's at myspace.com/XYBA.
It's for the kids.
MySpace, what a waste of internet.
My rant
space.
About our own website. You guys don't post enough.
My rant last time was, why does Josh hate you and Grant?
I don't hate Grant.
That's what you keep saying.
Grant is still alive, apparently.
He was supposed to come today, but his wife wouldn't let him.
He's more whipped than I am.
He just got married.
And I'm not even whipped.
Shout out, Santana.
I'll give a shout out to John 240 out there in the Xbox world. Optimus Prime 420.
Oh, God.
These are real people.
Yeah,
they're on his friends list.
They're on my friends list.
They're not real people.
Nova.
They're just internet.
Yeah, I can't forget about Nova. I actually got an email from Nova.
They're just internet bots that respond.
And Tyrone Biggins and...
Oh, they're on his Xbox
Juliano.
Live list.
That's it.
I know, I got that.
I don't think you understood it.
I understood it! Shut up!
Your mom's a big fan of this show.
Yes, she listens to it all the time.
Does she really now?
Yeah.
I'll give a shout out to my fiance, Jen. You're a bitch.
Wow. You know that's not going to be able to get edited out, right?
But he knows she won't ever listen to it.
Exactly. New tramp.
Oh, no.
Let me buy my damn foosball table.
She obviously has bad taste in men.
Low expectations.
It's been 8 years. She hasn't left me yet. I don't give a shit.
You moved down here from Philadelphia for her, so something must be going on there.
To get away from my fucking parents.
Finally moved out of the basement.
I never had a basement. I lived in the crawl space near the dryer.
He was petrified of a linked fire. I guess here.
Yeah.
Andy.
I give a shout out to my girl.
Andy's got a girl.
Shut up.
That's right. Andy's got a girl now.
And Jason told us who she was.
But he won't say. He'll just say my girl.
My girl.
She's not even listening to this.
I know.
Do you want to do obligatory porno music? Brown, fucking chicken,
brown. Did Eric give a shout out?
I thought he did, didn't he?
He did.
I got a
little. Mike Anderson.
Oh, that's right. I can't hear you because
you're Mike. Mike.
Someday we'll have you call in, Mike. I know you've been wanting to get on the show because you think you're funny.
Mike is funny.
He is funny. He won that contest. He won a couple of those things.
Or a half.
Did he?
What?
Quarter Asian person.
He's half Asian.
Yeah.
Yes.
And half Viking.
And half Viking.
He is. He's half Scandinavian.
I don't even know what you would call that.
He's the tallest guy
the Asian tallest you'll blonde see around Asian other than basketball around. Players.
Oh, that's it.
Did the music stop?
Yeah, we're
just
done.
Just the music. Just fade it out into the music.
That's it.
Aren't we supposed to stop talking before this happens?
Well, nobody stopped.
Boop, boop.
What are we supposed to do now?
I think you're supposed to...
Play the music again.
Press stop
over
there.
Well, Josh can put his pants back on. We're tired of looking at his junk.
You can see that?
You guys...